up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of New Horizons. As we heard last week from John Simpson, we have a new executive officer and she joins us now. Emma Bennison is due to start the role on the 20th of February. She has been, of course, as you know, the president of Blind Citizens Australia for the last 12 months, but for 4.5 years leading up to now, she has been the CEO of Arts Access Australia. Arts Access Australia is a fairly important role, or at least it's been a fairly key role for you in the last few years. How do you see your new role as being different from that?
Well, I think there are some significant differences, but there are also some real similarities. So obviously one of the differences is, of course, that it's not an arts-related role. It's a role that's related to blindness and vision impairment. But, of course, the similarity there is that Arts Access Australia is very much focused on advocating for the rights of people with disability to have access to the arts and be able to participate in it fully and equitably. And of course, Blind Citizens Australia's role is very much about ensuring that people who are blind and vision impaired can have the same rights to participate in all aspects of life as any other Australian. So of course, that's not to say that it won't be a steep learning curve for me, even though of course I have played a role in Blind Citizens Australia for a number of years now, and most recently as its president. And of course, when you come into an operational role, it's a different kettle of fish. But I'm very confident that my experience with Arts Access Australia will stand me in good stead.
You're not the first person who stepped down from being president to being CEO or executive officer or whatever you want to call it. David Blythe and Bill Jolly are two people who have their big shoes to fill. What do you think you bring to the role that means that you're the right person for it?
My experience of Blind Citizens Australia over a number of years, whether that be in my role as president, whether that be in my role a number of years ago working with the Brisbane branch on their executive, I think I have a very solid understanding of how the organisation works. And I also think that one of the advantages of my having been president for the last 18 months is that I've travelled to all the state conventions. So, you know, I feel like I've got a good connection with members. I feel like I understand why the organisation exists. I've obviously, it's been an enormous privilege to lead the organisation as president through some really exciting times, but also some really challenging times. And so I think, forgive the pun, but I think I'm going into this with my eyes very much wide open. And I've thought long and hard about whether that's something that I want to take on. And for a number of reasons, both organisational and personal reasons, I've decided that now is a good time to be taking on this role. So I feel very comfortable that I'm well placed. Not only that, I think I've got really solid fundraising experience. In recent times, Arts Access Australia has secured long-term funding from the Australia Council for the Arts, which it's never had before. And we've really started to make some headway in terms of building corporate sponsorship and fundraising relationships and donor relationships. So, you know, I think that's something that I can bring to BCA alongside the really strong advocacy successes that Arts Access Australia has had over the past 4 years or so. And I guess the third one that I would highlight is those of you who've listened to this program before and are aware of my work with Arts Access Australia will know that I am extremely passionate about building the capacity of people with disability to lead organisations or to play leadership roles in their local communities. So I've had really exciting opportunities to do leadership training, to co-facilitate leadership courses in the arts and cultural sector, and even to travel to the UK to actually look at leadership, to start to look at how we can build leadership capacity in the sector in Australia. So I'm really excited about what that means for BCA, because I really think that there are so many people in our community with enormous leadership potential. I'm really excited about what we can do there. So
there has been some speculation around the community that it was, for want of a better term, an inside appointment. What would you say to that?
Well, people will, of course, make whatever assumptions that they like. I did make it very clear I hadn't actually decided whether I was going to apply when the expression of interest came out. I've got young children that I need to think about. Well, they're not that young anymore, but they're still young-ish. I had been sort of thinking about moving on from Arts Access Australia for a little while now because I've been there for 4 years. I guess the other aspect of it is that in terms of, you know, what sort of a job am I going to do, or, you know, how's it going to play out? I suppose I'd say that really, as with anyone, whether I was formerly the president or not, the proof's really in the pudding. If I do a good job, then, you know, then that's great. And if I don't, then, you know, the board is perfectly able to make whatever decision about my tenure they like.
Emma, what do you think the priorities will be over the next few months?
Well, more immediately at an operational level, it will be, you know, to make sure that there's really good direction for the staff, and to make sure that we've got very, you know, clear processes in place and policies in place in the office, because, as you know, there's been an enormous amount of change and upheaval for staff over a fairly prolonged period of time in the office. And the staff have been extraordinarily patient and really have done an extraordinary job of, you know, managing all of that. So my first priority will be to provide them with some security and some clarity around, you know, the next steps in the next few months. But certainly, I think in terms of the organisation's priorities, you know, there are certainly a number of key policy priorities that we have coming up in terms of, you know, touch screen access and those sorts of things. Audio description, of course, is an ongoing priority for us that we will need to address more immediately. And I think it will also be about, again, making sure that we're continuing to engage with members and make sure that that we're communicating and continuing to build on the good communication that's been occurring over the past 12 months or so, to make sure that that members are kept well informed. And then that, of course, will lead us up to the next national convention in October. And of course, the very, very top priority, I think, for the organisation as a whole is going to be to make sure that we have a sustainable future, and to make sure, you know, that we have good, solid funding base and a good plan as to how we're going to get beyond the next few years.
We've had a number of executive officers and CEOs over the last 5 or 6 years in BCA. Are you going to stick it out for the long haul?
That is absolutely my intention. As I said before, I've thought long and hard about whether to even put my hat in the ring for this role. And one of the reasons that I've thought long and hard about that is because I'm very conscious. I'm acutely aware of the fact that we do desperately need a period of long-term stability for BCA. And certainly one of the ways that we can achieve that is by having an executive officer who can be there for the long term. Now, of course, things happen, issues arise. You never can tell, I suppose, what's going to happen. But certainly if you look at my immediate past track record, I've been with Arts Access Australia for 4 years, and I was with Access Arts in Queensland for about 6 years before that. So I've got a track record of staying the course. And, you know, the other thing I would say is that, as I mentioned before, I've seen BCA through some pretty challenging times, and I'm still here. And a lot of us are still here. I'm not in any way saying that I'm you know, different to anybody else on the board. But certainly, I certainly think that indicates that I have no intention of going anywhere.
You were president for a little bit over 12 months. What do you think is the outstanding achievement of your time on the board?
Look, I think probably the fact that the organisation re-engaged with its members and or at least began to re-establish itself as the primary voice of people who are blind or vision impaired in Australia. Now, notwithstanding, I think we've got more work to do in that area, and I think that that there's a lot that we can do to continue to build on that. But I do feel very proud of what myself and the board achieved in terms of, you know, just really re-establishing BCA's credentials and credibility in that area, really building a cohesive board and helping, you know, directors to feel like they had a role to play, and hopefully making members feel like they actually, you know, have ownership of their organisation, because actually the organisation belongs to its members, and I don't think that we can be reminded of that often enough. But I'm very excited about the opportunity to continue to build on what we've achieved so far, and certainly to work with John and the board, and particularly excited about the new directors coming on board and how I can assist the board from an operational perspective to really take the next step and go to the next level.
What does BCA look like for you in 5 years' time?
It would be fantastic to see BCA with really strong funding, making sure that we're a truly independent voice of people who are blind or vision impaired, making sure that we are consulting really widely with members, both current and future members who are blind or vision impaired, about policy issues, and that we're really making sure that we have a really strong representation of younger members, and making sure that people who are younger feel like BCA represents them. And I think really importantly, making sure that we've got very good leadership succession planning in place, so that you know, we've got a strong succession plan both for directors and for the executive officer position. I think that's crucial. We really do need to work hard at that.
And what would you like us to do to help?
Well, I think obviously making sure that you share ideas and perspectives with us, and don't be afraid to tell us if you think that we're heading in the wrong direction or we're not hearing what you're saying. And certainly just getting involved, even if it's just in a small way, whether it's something positive or not. I think just having the conversations with us and knowing that we will actually listen, and we are actually there to represent you, because of course it's worth remembering that this organisation is an organisation of and for people who are blind or vision impaired, which of course is what sets us apart from any other organisation or any other service provider. It's a really great opportunity, and I do hope that people will take it up. The other thing that you can do, of course, if you're able to, and if it's financially possible, is to help us by making whatever contribution you can to the organisation. And also, you know, if there are positions coming up and you feel like you have the capacity, or even perhaps if you don't, you're not sure whether you have the capacity, but you think you'd like to be involved, then at least have a conversation with us about, you know, getting involved.
Emma Bennison, thanks once again for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Vaughan.
Emma Bennison, soon to be our executive officer. As always, Blind Citizens Australia can be contacted by telephone on 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660. You can email them on bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to donate, you can do so. Look at the website. That'll give you more information as to how you might do it. If you can't look at the website, then by all means, contact the office. I hope over the coming weeks to be speaking to the new board members, which John told us about last week. If you'd like to know more about that, have a look at last week's episode number 487. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Take care until next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.